Republicans picked up two governorships that were at stake in last week's elections, Mississippi and Kentucky. On Saturday, the GOP is hoping to add another one, Louisiana. The Republican contender is a first-time candidate, the son of East Indian immigrants. The Democrat is the outgoing two-term lieutenant governor. She's a woman and she's Cajun. Melanie Peoples reports.
On a warm fall day in Louisiana, tens of thousands converge on Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge to tailgate and drink a little beer before cheering on the LSU Tigers. It's the perfect place for a gubernatorial candidate to be seen.
How are you?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Jindal.
Very nice to meet you. What's your name?
Sarah Roy.
Bobby Jindal feels at home here. At 32, he looks not much older than many of the students. With his 21-month-old daughter wearing an LSU cheerleading dress in his arms and his pregnant wife at his side, it's also the perfect place to remind voters that he's a native of Louisiana, even if he did go to Brown University instead of LSU and was a Rhodes Scholar instead of a Tiger.
Well, you know, as a high school student growing up in Baton Rouge, we never missed a home game for the Tigers. Certainly, as a candidate, I come out here, it's both fun and work. We get to see the Tigers win, and we also get to talk to voters.
He charms the crowd that surrounds him, moving effortlessly to anyone who wants to talk to him.
How are you?
Dr. Rob Alexander from Houma, Louisiana. I'm going to vote for you because I want the most intelligent person I can have representing us.
At the age of 24, Jindal was appointed state health secretary. At 26, director of a National Commission on Medicare. And at 27, president of the University of Louisiana system. He also served as a top health policy advisor with the Bush administration. If elected, he'd become the first Indian American to be elected governor. But what Jindal talks most about today is jobs.
I think the most important thing is we're the only state in the South to lose population, and we've got to stop that. We've got a reverse history that's been going on for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. We'll never be able to move to the top of the good list. We'll never be able to pursue our dreams in Louisiana until we create more jobs. And so I think that's what this election has to be all about.
But it may be about something more.
It's seen as this election is about changing the style of government in Louisiana.
John McGinnis publishes a weekly newsletter about Louisiana politics. He says Jindal is the embodiment of the American dream and is seen as a new kind of politician.
He talks a lot faster than anyone in the state of Louisiana. And he's smart. And I think Louisiana voters are not really, we've seen a lot of fast-talking, smart politicians before. Most of them have been real clever about evading the law. Jindal is seen as someone novel because of the idea that he's both smart and honest.
It's great to see you.
Not too far from New Orleans, in La Place, a community along the Mississippi River where agriculture is a main employer, 61-year-old Kathleen Blanco, the Democratic nominee, climbs up into the back of a pickup truck parked in front of 14 tons of sugarcane to address the crowd.
I raised 6 kids, my husband was an educator, and we worked hard, and I know life is not easy because I had those challenges, and I know how it feels to be in the trenches and to try to raise your kids and to give them the things that you know they need.
Reminding voters of her long career in government, Blanco plays off Jindal's slogan that he's a problem solver, not a politician.
I'm proven he's a promise.
And that resonates with many of the people who stopped by to hear her speak, like Herman Armour, a retired steelworker.
She has the experience. You can't be lieutenant governor and not been in Baton Rouge and around the people who are the power structure. In order to run this state, you've got to work with the legislature.
65-year-old Buddy Bailey agrees and thinks Jindal's just too young for the job.
He's well-educated, I know that, but hey, we got somebody that we need that could take care of us and look after us.
Issue-wise, there aren't many differences between Jindal and Blanco. Both are pro-gun, anti-tax, and anti-abortion rights, except that Blanco makes exceptions for cases of rape or when the mother's health is in danger. Polls indicate the candidates are running neck and neck. Voter turnout, especially in the African-American community, may be the most critical. Democrats need a huge turnout among black voters to win. But Blanco never seemed to court black votes in the initial October primary, and in fact finished third behind two other Democrats among black voters. But she does support affirmative action, which Jindal doesn't, and that might be enough for black voters like Carolyn Zilv Garrett.
Basically, I'm thinking about giving the Democrats one more try, but after this, you're going to have to earn my vote.
If, as some say, a sizable portion of the African-American vote is still up for grabs, it may bode well for Jindal, who recently won the endorsement of the black Democratic mayor of New Orleans. But John McGinnis says Jindal still has some work to do.
He feels if he can get 15 or 16% of the black vote, It'll be very difficult for Blanco to get enough white votes to beat him.
Especially if turnout is low. Louisiana's Secretary of State is predicting only 45% of registered voters will actually go to the polls on Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.